Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, promise
me. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to
the Lord.
To hear the song ending in my office and then hearing it end where Fran's computer's at in the other room. like 5 seconds later. That's pretty neat, though. I'm glad this works. We had no other. We don't really have lag. I think it's a built-in issue thing, and I'm going to try to get around it. So it might take me a week or two. I really don't want to use someone else's servers, even though it's just a matter of pushing stuff through that doesn't stay on their servers. It just speeds up things for us. So what's this? Okay. I think somebody sent me a PM on the old text chat. I'll check out a minute here. But if you can kneel, let's start the testimony service underneath. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for blessing us like this with your presence and answering my prayer of earlier. Thank you for continuing to answer that prayer too, by the way, Father. Thank you for blessing everybody on our prayer list, keeping a strong hedge of veins around those that we love, and we love them all, Father, including those that hate us, because we know we're not fighting against them. It's the demons that prod them. And so we love them dearly, and that's why we lift them up to you in prayer. And Father, please bless everyone here with an opportunity to remember what you have done just the last 30 days alone in their lives, to share with us, with each other, because it's an amazing thing to praise you and testify unto that which you have done. Thank you for in advance for all these praises that are about to be shared. We love you, Father. We love you so very, very much, and we thank you for the way your love is so obvious to us. And thank you for creating all that we see, even the things we don't see, and for blessing us with eternal life and the joy that comes with our salvation too, Father. And thank you so much for your only begotten Son, for what he has done for all of us. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that. There's just no easy or difficult, I mean, there's just no way of saying, expressing our thanks other than to love you. And that love means to obey. Thank you. And we offer this prayer and praise in your name, Jesus, unto your Father. And you are King, Lord, Savior, and Creator of all of us. Thank you, Jesus. It is in your name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Okie dokie. Yeah, did you get that last PM where I misspelled a couple words there, Joe? I'm sure you did because I'm still looking at it. So I like the way the PM's working here better because it kind of, it doesn't get all messy, if you will, because the other ones, and it was constant. You should see my old, like when I'm on the other POGM chat, the other, you know, the rocket chat thing, on the left side, there's got to be 90 different icons of people that have PM'd me, right? I used to delete them, and I got to the point, I can't, it's just too many, because the stupid way of deleting is you got to delete it. Are you sure? Yes, go back. Delete it. Are you sure? Yes, go back. You couldn't just delete them all, just to make it clean. Not that you couldn't PM me again, it just cleans it up. So there's somebody, hey there, Josie. Come on over to the other room there, Josephine. Did you see the link that I put? Let me just see if it's still in memory here. Nope. Okay, I don't know if she's still by the pewter, but let's see, it keeps her on top. So let me go to the public room. Nope, can't do it that way. I got a few praises I want to share here first before we go into it. Hey, you. All right. But she might already be in the other room. I don't know. Let me just check and see. It's her. She's not in the newer room? Oh, she's in the old one, yeah. That old one might be up next week. I don't know. I'm contemplating shutting it down completely. And if I do with the WebSocket server, they have confirmed that if I do that, it's not going to disrupt the database, which means you won't have to re-register. Okay, let's just see here. Okay, all right. Thanks, Lee. Yeah, she heard me. She's going to register the new one. But our little oh, I like that. Use that profile pic that you have in the old chat room too, Lee. She drives an ambulance once in a while. She's also like a emergency med tech or whatever. That's the way you want to go if you're going to do stuff like that. Well, or even a nurse, but there's or even a doctor if you think about it. When I noticed a thing here, like let's just say notice here in the stream what I just did. I scrolled up the text chat. When you scroll up or down, there's a blue arrow that shows up on the bottom left. Click it, brings you right back down to the most recent statement in the text chat. I just noticed that this morning. I didn't even notice that the other day. And I haven't even gone completely through the new control panel on this thing yet either. And so, but that's my first praise here. Here, let me get my praises up. I didn't get any in email. I don't even know how big of a statement you can make in the PMs. Maybe I'll look through that while someone else is talking. So let's see, pray for, there it is, pray for. Yeah, I've only got me, and Zay, somebody by the name of Zay, Z-A-Y. But yeah, the first praise I want to give is this new text chat and the audio I finally got ironed out. And for those of you that are new in the text chat, and if you haven't heard me say this like I have a couple times already, on the top left corner you see the three dots. You click them, and it allows you to listen in using WTPR, because it'll say WTPR. But on a different day of the week, click select station, and you could pick WTPR too. But today it's just WTPR on Sabbath, like Friday night, Sabbath day. If you click it, you'll hear me going through there. 90% of you will, depending upon your browser. And then if it's too low, just drag that little button over on that bar underneath it, and it'll crank the volume, I guess. And so I want to praise the Lord for this, because what's going on in the old text chat? I mean, if they were to contact me this week, let's say, I would probably get my money back on this chat room and go back to Rocket Chat. But no, I emailed them in February about this issue with the two-factor authentication thing, where whenever I want to make a change, the server's got to make sure it's me doing it. But even though I already put my password in, it wants me to give them another password so I can do it. And I never set that up. They did it when they did an update, and they broke the chat room. It still works as a chat room, but if something happens where I got to make a change on the server to prevent issues, security issues even, yeah, it won't let me make any changes, because it sends a code in an email I never get, you know. And so that's why some of you, when you log in too, and that's another thing too, trying to show somebody how to sign up for Rocket Chat, I did everything I could to try to make the process easy. And so, no, but this process is much easier, especially since I took off the guest feature. Yeah, let's leave that off for a month or so. And if somebody comes in as a guest, yeah, it's not a problem helping one person out once in a while. Say, hey, you got to leave and come back in, you know, and register. So, but I want to praise the Lord for that. That we and this one here runs on a Windows server, and so I can shut off the Linux box, which is just wasting electricity if you think about it, because I leave it on all week. I don't like shutting computers off, because that on and off stuff can cause issues. And there's a lot of features in this chat room that I have not lit up yet. I'll just name a few of them to let you know what's coming. All right. Let me go to the additions section here. All right. I can use some of these now. I did. Oh, no, that's the wrong section. I can use some of these now, but machines, they call me out. It's called machines. Actually, it should be called widgets. But Time Machine is the first one. I tried using it the other day. There's a bug. And so I guess what the Time Machine does, like the old chat room, the flash chat room we used to have, every 15 minutes it'll put up a little blurb saying, if you're new, click here, register so you can text, or email me and I'll give you ability to text, right? And we're more or less going to be doing the same thing here. We're going to allow the guests to come in, and then if you want to text, email me. We'll do that later. So Time Machine would work. It would just throw us a blurb up there, and moderators can use this too. And then there's something called the Godfather, which is so ridiculous. I don't know if I could change the name of it, but it scans all the messages that are in the room, and it will post a random phrase from a list within a keyword match to, you know, it's just so stupid. It's silly. This next one I like is called News Machine. I might use this. It allows you to, you could even scan news groups or websites with blogs and stuff. I don't know if it'll allow for a WordPress blog, but it'll allow to put blurbs with a link inside the chat room. But that might be a little bit distracting on Sabbath, so I wouldn't use that. The gift machine is it's a picture that shows up that matches a topic that someone's talking about. And then there's Aunt Hedwig, or Aunt Hedwig, however you want to say it. And she'll send tweets from Facebook or Twitter or RSS feeds or images and top stories, news and stuff like that. Yeah, again, that'll be too distracting. But those are, you know, some of the – there are other features, but I don't want to get into that right now because, you know, I want to share these praises. And then this praise helped me out. As you all know, I had some issues last week towards the end of the gathering. I didn't realize that we ended the study hour so quickly and the sermon was short. Or no, it was Q&A, and it was short. And so I had over an hour and a half, I think it was, to share from SOP. And it got to me physically. It kind of threw me for a loop, in fact. And I got a little raw. And so it has to do with stress. And what I've been doing for many years on the website. For years, I updated every single solitary day. Blogs and everything. And then that started getting to me. And so I started doing it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And as you know, I've been doing that for probably 10, 15 years. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Update. And I would have a blog entry every, like when I started the blog, I'd have a blog entry every day. And then I knocked the blogs down to Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But it got to the point where I don't want to do that because it gets the redundancy behind it because there's so many things happening. And so I was praying about this and constantly, but a brother in the faith contacted me, sent me a short little email, and suggested that I just do the updates once a week on the website, just once a week. That's more than most people do. Especially preachers. They'll do them once a month or every 2 or 3 months. And SDA apostasy, though, I do that maybe twice a year. I concentrate Remnant of God. Although the blog and all that stuff goes into SDA apostasy, I link the two servers together. But the that literally changed my outlook. Just going down, because it's kind of like having all that time off when, in fact, I don't. I have all these things I got to do on the servers. I have all these things that I want to do for the Lord. But a lot of them ended up on back burners, even though a lot of this stuff would only take me an hour or two to do. But because I've only got so many hours in the day, because I'm usually what I was doing for like 20 years, 15, 20 years, is just, you know, I'd get up, sit behind the computer, 5 or 6 p.m., I'm done with the updates. You know, 9, 10-hour day. And then work on the servers and change things on the websites and stuff like that. Now, what used to take where I had to rush and try to get done in hours, now I can take my time, get them done in a day or two. No big hurry now. Because some of the stuff's been on the back burner for 6 months anyway. It's not, nobody notices it because I never mentioned them. Take the track that I just made about, I used to make tracks all the time. Now, I haven't made a track in years. I just made and finished a track. Oh, I got to cross some T's, dot some I's about the connection between the vaccine and the mark of the beast. Because they both are being enforced using religious laws, because whether the people want to, you know, acknowledge it or not, that's what's happening. You got to make a religious decision to get the vaccine. Well, you're going to have to make a religious decision to get the mark. And so that track will be up on the site, I'm thinking, this week. You know, well, I'm going to be building. And that's another thing, too, even though everything slowed down and the motherboard never showed up for me to rebuild this rig, and still isn't. I was supposed to be here Tuesday. Well, actually, it was supposed to be here 2 weeks ago. They sent the wrong motherboard. But it's not getting to me because now I don't have to rush. Although I haven't made a video in a month, you know, but I still upload a BitChute. I'm done with YouTube. And I want to praise the Lord for that too, because even though I haven't made a video in over a month, my YouTube subscriber base would be 30,350, then 30, and then 40, and then 20. And now it's progressively going up. Figure that out. I haven't done a video in over a month, and it's almost at 400, you know, 30,400. And the emails I'm getting. So the Lord's sending them there. And to BitChute as well, praise the Lord. And soon I'm going to be on a bunch of other places too. But so I wanted to praise the Lord, you know, in regards to getting that time off. And I know now what's been causing my confusion. You know, it's the stress thing. I dug it. I had the time. So I dug in to try to figure out what's going on with my body. And yeah, and so I'm a lot more relaxed today than I was last Sabbath, if you can tell. And yesterday, this is another praise. Yesterday, I got an email from Monica's husband. At first, I didn't recognize it was Monica's husband. I just thought, why is this guy sending me like an Excel data file with like 10,000, literally 9,996, I think it was, addresses of people in these zip codes that I used to live in. And turns out it was Monica's husband letting me know how many books we sent out. But it's not 10,000. What he's saying is when we get to 10,000, we're going to have to pick new zip codes, because I didn't know how he was doing this stuff. So I called him. I didn't know who it was. Actually, I finally figured out it was him. So I called him. We got out. And this isn't including the books that, like, Dwayne mails out, or Joe mails out, or even Eli. And I think those do count with Eli. Yeah, I think Eli's, you know, like the Sean and Eli, the books they're making and then mailing. So it might be in that bunch too. But we got 2,526 of these books out so far. Think of the expense involved in each book. The Lord has blessed us, and we're gonna probably triple that number in the next month or two. That just, oh, and the website. Oh, that's another thing. The website, we need to take that into consideration. And just, I don't know how long it's been since I've been putting up that little pop-up that shows up in my blog, but we got over 200 families that want the books. You know, at first I thought that the person that sent the email says, please send these books to these addresses. I thought, oh, wow, that's great, you know, but this is going to take us a month of Sundays just to try to get all these books out. Turns out we already sent those out. That's what he was emailing, because that's what confused me. I says, no comment, nothing, just bam, an Excel file. I says, well, this is pretty nice looking, all that, but why did you send this to me? But, man, 2,526 books are out, and that's not counting the books that you all are handing out, and like Fran and Courtney, and it's just all over. The books are going all over. So they literally are, like, two people in this church family, by the way, had more or less the same dream about these books falling out of the sky. Kid you not. Praise his name. Praise his mighty name. So we are doing what he would have us do. And so, but another praise, of course, I don't have to rush my project anymore. I could take my time. That's a big stress point, because I got to get this done, because if I don't get this done today, I can't do it tomorrow because I got to do the updates. And so then I can't do it the next day because I got to do this or I got to do whatever. No more. It's gone. Praise his name. Another praise. Oh, and I'm going to check my email in a minute to see if anybody got a praise. Oh, that's right. We can't put hands up in here. I just sent a PM to somebody who's talking. You put your hand up? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's right. We can put hands up in the turbo. Okay, that's right. That's right. That's right. All right. So let me just share this one here. Okay. Actually, I got two left. Okay. All right. So I got – these are mine. I'm still sharing mine. And so I just stick them in here when these things happen, brothers and sisters. And there's a lot of them I've probably forgot because, you know, I'm out and about and I come home and I forget to write it down, kind of a thing maybe. Or I'm out midday prayer and by the time I get home, it's like right out of the brain. But the other day, oh, no, this was 2 weeks ago, working on the sermon that I think I'm going to be preaching in May. That's another thing, too. Brother Sean has stepped up, and he is going to be sharing a sermon once a month. So the next time I got to literally do it, and that calms me down immensely. I mean, because the study hour, the Friday night, yeah, that's just sermons, you know, you got to dig in a little bit and kind of see what the Lord would have you do. And but we need more people preaching in here. And we have other people that are interested in doing it as well. And yes, I haven't forgot you. There's three of you, I think, two or three of you. And but one of them was like a year or so ago, the email was sent. I have not forgotten, brother. It's just that when he gives it to you, let me know. You know who you are. And so a couple of weeks ago, I'm working on the sermon. And I had a screen anomaly or something. I can't remember exactly what happened. Because I'm rebuilding the systems, and I was already, yeah, that's right, the new computer had come, and I was trying to work on it and to transfer stuff over, and all of a sudden, it was gone. And I just worked 4 or 5 hours on this sermon, right? And that stresses me out when all of a sudden it was gone, you know, and I thought, I got to rewrite this whole thing. I know the Lord will give me the utterance back. It'll all come, but it's another 4 or 5 hours, and I've got all this other stuff to do, right? Because I hadn't stopped, you know, doing it yet. And so I did, I got very, I mean, my blood pressure must have gone through the roof. And I thought, this is Satan. This is Satan again, you know, because he's constantly, that, you know, little dark cloud Sister White talks about. Well, he's even got little gremlins running around at computers, I got to tell you, you know. Like even with this audio and the, you know, WTPR. I reprogrammed that audio link, I don't know how many times, it wouldn't work, and all of a sudden, boink, just started working. In other words, the demon said, uh-oh, okay, he doesn't care anymore. You know? And so, even the guy, the programmer, he was in here. Sister Lisa or somebody else came in while we were chatting. It was yesterday. The programmer in the morning. The guy that made this software. He couldn't figure out how it just turned on like that. And he couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. So anyway, I said, get thee hence, Satan. I stopped everything I was doing, and I just said, get thee hence. And within 2 seconds, brothers and sisters, 2 seconds, I found the lost sermon. It was because I did the updates the night before. It was just, oh. I had it in a special area, and the Lord just reminded me exactly, because it was gone. I couldn't, because the one that I was working on, I can't explain it how it all went down, but within 2 seconds, it was gone. And then this last praise, I want to praise the Lord that daughters, our cat, yeah, we're down to one. Wussa, we don't know what happened to him. He's, you know, he was old and, you know, having a hard time jumping up on stuff, so he probably couldn't get away from a coyote. Bashful died a couple months ago. Fran found her in the garage just laying there, and she had died recently because she was still warm. But daughters is still here. And she's attached to me like white on rice. I mean, she's just, you know, usually she doesn't come in here when I'm doing sermons because she likes to go in and out, in and out, in and out, and the door's usually not closed. When the door's closed, all of a sudden she's got to leave, you know, and so I got to get up and let her out because she starts pulling on the door with her nails. And as you all know, and if you see, some of you that come in the stream early, especially the last few weeks, I usually put on a video in the stream of birds eating seeds, like somebody spills out a bunch of seeds all over a log or something, and the birds come in, and there are all these beautiful different types of birds come in. Well, that is daughter's movies. I've got like 7 or 8 of them, right? She'll sit on this little pillow right next to me. I mean, we're touching. She literally makes it a point to touch me sometimes. And she'll stare, okay? And I figured, well, maybe she's in for something new. Let's try this out. It's kind of comical if you think about what happened here. And I sent some pictures to my daughter, Lee. I sent her to pick because, you know, Lee likes this kind of stuff. So I sent her these kind of pics. And because all of a sudden, daughter's is leaning forward. It's like she's trying to detach her head from her body because she's stretching her neck out like a snapping turtle. Have you ever seen a snapping turtle stretch their head? Their neck can go. Oh, man, I remember seeing one that was like 18 inches. And he was only like a 20 pounder. You know, a buddy of mine had him in a 60 gallon fish tank with a bunch of painted turtles. And he wanted to get air and he was too lazy to go up and he just stretched his neck all the way up, dislocated his spine or something. But looked like a sausage. It stuck his little tiny nose out with the two holes and got his air and went back down. Well, that's what daughters do sometimes. She'll lean forward and look at the monitor. And a couple of times she swiped at it, and I got pictures of it. Sent them to Lee, of course. And I figured she might want to try something different. So I found this this guy I was watching a few times. He feeds, it's kind of like me, you know, I go out and I feed all the wildlife. You know, I'm always out and about giving the birds, the muskrats, the mice, outdoor mice, of course. I mean, I did it indoors for a while, and I said, no, you got to leave. And years ago, I don't even think I was married at the time. And I like feeding the animals, right? You know, the wild ones. And they'll eventually get used to you and come up. You're like the muskrats. I dropped an apple on one of their heads one time. He zipped away for like a foot. And oh, it was you. Oh, no big deal. Went back to eating the apple. Because the wind blew the piece of apple I dropped down. Because he was on the creek, in the creek, and I was above on a tube. And so Daughters is watching. And I figure I'm going to give her a different video because I've seen this guy on the videos before. He feeds these bass. And he's got, I guess he has his own pond. Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if he owns the lake or not. But it's he comes out, and they're chumming. He'll throw a bunch of shad, you know, or chad, rather. I think it's shad or chad. Oh, we used to call them golden roaches in the 70s. The golden roaches, you buy them as bait. It's like 1/4 the size of a good sized bluegill, and it's white. They shad. I think it's shad. And so he'll throw it in. It barely hits the water before, you know, like a 5-pound big mouth gets it, you know, largemouth bass. And then he'll also dangle them above the water or put them on the bank, and the turtles come, the painted. He's got nothing but painted turtles. Those are my favorite. I actually had a few of them as pets. One at a time, though. And so he decides, because he just got a million subscribers, he spells out million with Chad, right? He spells it out on the bank with the word a million. All these dead fish, real small, like about the size of, I'd say they're 3 inches. 3 inches long, white, good body, little flat fish, like white fish. Spells out the word million. And so the turtles come out of the water and they start pulling these, and the Daughters is watching this and freaking out. She's leaning forward. And there's a reason I'm sharing this. Because I just got this monitor. These blue block things. She leans forward and all of a sudden she sees the turtle come up and the turtle starts snapping at the chad or shad or whatever it is. And she catapulted off my lap like she was on fire and bolted through the monitor. In other words, she got so scared. I got this pillow next to me. She ran across me and the keyboard, bolted out where my earphones are hanging, which means she knocked the monitor off to the side because it's on an arm, just banged it off to the side. The Linux box monitor hit the ground, cracked the case open, and the two other monitors that are like 12 inches each just for watching the servers during church so I could see if there's any problems, they just got knocked. Nothing got broken. Well, the case got broken on the one. I didn't notice it was that bad until Luke came in and he goes, "Hey, your case is split." And I said, "Oh, wow," because I got it to, it lit back up. And he just snapped it back in with his, oh, there, I just snapped it in again. I guess he missed that spot. But yeah, that was an Acer. It's an old flat panel. They're really heavy, the old ones. But these new ones, so I want to praise the Lord that didn't break. She didn't get hurt. But never again is she going to look at a turtle video. I'll tell you that right now. It ain't happening. But unless I'm holding her. And then one time she swiped at the screen. This is when the old monitors were up. She got her fingernail stuck in the bottom, you know, the black bezel around, the plastic bezel. She got her fingernail stuck, and she's yanking and pulling. It's on an arm, so she ain't going anywhere, but she's whipping this monitor all over the place. And so I kind of had to grab her tight and slowly get her fingernail out of there because she didn't realize what was up. So she don't like turtles, and it's Chad's. That's what it was. I just looked. It's Chad's. So Sister Fran's got something she wants to share, and I'm going to check my email, see if anybody else is sending a praise. I'll be back in a minute.
Sabbath. Blessings again, brothers and sisters. I have a praise here from Sister Mindy. She misses you all. She couldn't make it today. So her praise is, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation, His mercy, grace, and forgiveness, His protection and hedge of angels. I praise the Lord for His peace during these trials and attacks from the enemy. The enemy has attacked my internet, but he will not keep me from praising the Lord this testimony Sabbath. Amen, sister. The Lord has blessed my job, and He has blessed me with the skill and ability to be faster and get closer to reaching my goals. I'm still working in the back with sorting and hanging items, and I believe the Lord wants me to stay in this role because if I was in the easier cashier role, I would not be able to see the Lord's hand move by helping me reach my goals so I can give God all the glory. Amen. I have another major praise. My grandmother, or my granddaughter, Alyssa, shared with me that her dad was talking to her about religion, and he told her that she didn't need to be obedient to God and believe in Him. Then she told her dad that she wants to keep believing in God and keep His commandments. Praise the Lord. I told her it's because she prayed and invited Jesus Christ into her heart, and He's with her all the time. He dwells within her. And she says she feels He's with her all the time. And I told her He is. Praise the Lord, He is. Also, I praise the Lord, my sister came to visit me the other day, and she shared with me that she started reading the KJV Bible every day. Praise the Lord. God is so good. I love you all, and I pray you have a blessed and restful Sabbath, and God bless you all. Oh, amen, Sister Mindy. And if you're listening on WTPR, we love you. Praise the Lord. I also want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that goes with it. And I just want to keep praising Him about my salvation. I don't ever want to forget. I even pray that He reminds me if I forget to praise Him for our salvation. It's just so wonderful. I also praise Him for giving me strength to do the children's story today. I woke up yesterday with a flu really bad, and I slept all day. I slept all night last night, and I thought, how am I going to do this today? So I'm like, Lord, I'm just going to do it. I know You're going to be with me, and He gave me strength. He praise the Lord. He just made me strong, and I got through it, and I just praise His name for that. And one more praise I have. I praise the Lord. He's getting us all ready for what's coming up as far as prophecy says. I mean, Jesus is coming soon. You could tell just by our testimonies and how we share with each other and, you know, our gatherings here. And He's getting us all ready. He's getting us all ready for His return. And I praise the Lord for it. We'll be able to, you know, stand, you know, through the trials and everything with a smile. Praise His name. I just praise His name. I'm so excited about it. So praise the Lord. Okay, I'll hand the mic back.
Okay. And I got to turn the mic on the stream there. Okay. Yeah, maybe I should move the email somewhere else. I got a couple of praises here, one from Brother Ted and another one from who knows. They never signed it and stuff, but I'll read that one too. It's I guess the name they use is Bible, the Only Book of God. That's and I didn't read it yet, so I don't know if it's a man or a woman. So no name was given. But Ted shared this. He goes, Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I have a praise that I would like to share with you. So he says, I received news from our divisional vice president on the 16th of March that Yeah, organizational changes were to be made. There's a tongue twister for you. We would be realigning the construction telematics solutions group. Our European team would be dissolved into the utilities group. And finally, they would be reducing the size of the remaining construction telematics solutions workforce to better fit our business needs. The next business day, I received the news that my job would be made redundant. I have in my past been made redundant before and have vivid memories of it and the pain in it which it causes. The only difference between then and now, I now walk with the Lord. So I laid my prayers before our Father. The next day, I received a call from Alan, our divisional head of engineering. He told me that he had talked with Beecroft, our European manager, advising him that it was a mistake to let me go. He then went on to tell me that he knows little of my true talents and accomplishments and to write a highlight of them and send it to Beecroft. The next week, Joe, our senior support manager, called the Beecroft and told him that he was retiring in October and he was prepared to leave now in order for me to stay on. Wow. Man, see, this, praise his mighty name. And he goes on to say that also some of our enterprise salespersons called me to tell me that they have been in contact with Beecroft, asking him to keep me on the team. After 2 weeks, I received a call from Croft, telling me that it was out of his hands and that nothing could be done. After that call, with all of its disappointment, I was resigned that the end was soon. However, this Tuesday, I received an invite from the utilities group vice president, and his second in command from a webinar in which they wanted to get to know me and my work. All went well on the call. I had to send over some of my processes and documentation for review. The next day, I received back some very nice compliments, maybe he means, because he said complaints, probably compliments, from the utilities group vice president. Yesterday morning, I received a call from Human Resources informing me that I had not only retained my job, but have now been promoted. You know, this. I'll share in a minute what this reminds me. Oh, there's FedEx. Oh, boy. Well, praise the Lord. I just assume they'd not come on Sabbath, but I'm not opening it up until the sun goes down. It's probably my motherboard. But, yep, it's a big box. All right. Fran's getting it. All right, so going on. It says, through this whole process of 3 weeks, I was neither given into the temptation to seek new employment or speak negatively about anyone. I only prayed for them and gave the battle to the Lord. See, we're all learning this. We're all going, myself, even like with this motherboard, I just gave it to the Lord. I got to the point where I was losing sleep, literally getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like for, you know, the normal prayer hour. Or sometimes he'll wake me up and I just go into prayer. I couldn't get back to sleep because I kept rolling around thinking about, you know, what if they're ripping me off, you know, or something? I don't know. The enemy just keeps on throwing these stupid things in my brain. So I got to say, get the hands and try to get back to sleep. But praise the Lord. He goes on to say that it is worth noting that the people which God sent to stand by my side, Alan is a Buddhist. Joe is an atheist. And the salespersons are Catholic. Now, I've seen this and you all have seen this as well. God's favor is upon his people. And so people have a tendency to, and I've noticed all my life, well, after I became a Christian, even more so, people will stand up for you or be, you know, extra friendly. I don't know. It's just the people find favor on us, you know. So, and it's going to happen even during, you know, the loud cry. People are going to be stepping up to protect us and help us, even though they're going to hell. I mean, look what the Roman soldiers did for some of the Christians that were in the catacombs. So anyway, he finishes by sharing from Proverbs and Psalms, and it says this, Proverbs 3, verses 3 to 6, and I'll put this in the room. And I'm thinking I should have been doing this when Fran was, okay, it's not going to fit. So I threw it in anyway, So I'll read it on. And I think everybody knows the end anyway. It says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and," that's the part that's missing, "he shall direct thy paths." So that's the only part that didn't make it into the chat room. And then Psalm 91, verse 2. That'll fit, because it's very short. I'll put that in for everybody here on the stream as well. Now, the people on the stream, when I'm reading this, let me know in the text chat if you're in here. When I'm reading it, is it in sync with what you're saying? Because I know there's a 5 second or up to a 5 second lag for the chat room and up to 18 seconds for the stream, which isn't a problem because reality is still going to be reality. So I'm going to read it now. Psalm 91:2. "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust." And so it'll take them quite a bit to let me know when they heard that. So if they decide, you don't have to respond if you don't want to. And so he finishes by saying, "Praise the Lord, regards, Ted." And so thank you for sharing, Brother Ted. And I'm glad to see you in the room because I noticed earlier you came in as a guest. And so I just deleted all the guests because I was just assuming everybody's going to want me to delete the guest accounts because the name Ted's going to be, or whoever had a guest account is going to be there. And we have this there's this security inside this new text chat that prevents the use in a neat way where if you float over someone's name, you'll see what I'll share it later. I'm not going to do it now. But let me check my email real quick because whoever sent me this last praise didn't give a name as to who they are. So let me see if they have responded and sent an email. Oh, there. Yeah, okay, Brother Yaswanth, all right, from India. And he's got one more praise. So, okay, let me just pop that one out so I can share that one too. Okay. All right, he says, well, I'm going to read the first one first, and then I'll read the second one last. He says, "I have some praises. Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. First of all, I want to praise the Lord God Almighty for the way he helped us to be exempted from COVID-19 test and quarantine during the trip to the capital city to apply for Filipino passport for my wife and my son. It is amazing how his hand was mightily moved throughout all our journey until we got back home. He is really the ever merciful God." Yeah. Jesus did say, brothers and sisters, he's going to be with us all the way to the end. And so these little annoyances and these little problems that all, you know, everybody else is embracing and thinking it's no big deal or getting scared by him. Yeah, we're not going to, he's going to be caring for us. And he says, the next praise is that the passports reached us within 16 days after our application. I want to really thank God how early they reached us. It's really a wonderful blessing, and especially we pray that the passports should not be delivered on the Sabbath day, and so he answered that prayer. And the passports were not delivered on the Sabbath day, so amen. Yeah, I know that just happened to me with FedEx. I was supposed to get this last week anyway, so you never knew. I didn't order it so that it would land on a Sabbath, okay? So it's on them, it's not on me. And so going on, he says, "And I also wanted to thank and praise the Lord Jesus for healing me from a cold. Once again, I really praise God for my salvation and deliverance from evil and keeping all of us like an apple of his eye and taking care of us with immense love. I praise Elohim for everything. I pray that you all have a wonderful, blessed Sabbath day, and God bless you all." Thank you so much, brother. God bless you, too. And he's got one more. And he goes, "Sorry, I forgot to mention my name." And he goes, "I have got one more." And you only have to end, just end like you did here. Peace and God bless Yaswanth. That's how that's good enough for me because then I know who sent it. Because I can't remember email addresses and I can't attach names to them because I get too many of them. And so he says, "I have got one more praise. I am really glad and very happy to praise our Elohim because my son started walking. I wanted to glorify God because God made it very easy for my infant son to walk. Praise his mighty name again." I got to tell you, I know what you go. I had 8 of my children walk, every time it was like an event in the house when the child let go of the couch, turned away, and started walking across the room without touching anything. That was always an event. Pictures always. Now it's easier to take the pictures because back then, where's the camera? Now, where's the phone? Because usually you know where your phone is, right? Not easy to find a camera. So praise the Lord, brother. I know what you're saying there. All right, so I got one more here from I think it's Zay. I think it's a brother. I'm not sure. It says, I want to praise the Lord for helping my mother with her car problem when her car broke down at the gas station, and she needed someone to give her a jump. Not knowing who to ask, she then saw a worker for AAA getting gas, who then gave her a jump. That's no mistake, right? You know, the AAA guys, yeah, you got to call them away like a half an hour to 2 hours on the side of the road, right? He just happens to be getting gas there. So, yeah, no mistake. Our Heavenly Father knew that his mom was going to need help. And then it says, and I also want to praise the Lord for his forgiveness and mercy. Amen and amen. Thank you, brother or sister. All right, let me check my email again. Okay, I got nothing. So, wait, maybe I got PMs. Maybe these people are PMing them. PMing them. Yeah, we can say PM again. Because this chat room says private message, PM, instead of those, DMs. They say direct message. Why not just call it private message? That's what it is. A direct message, it's like, you listen here. It's not like a direct message, right? You better listen to me. You know, finger wagging and the whole, you know, index finger wagging. That's what I see in my mind when I see it. Oh, Brother Sean's got a snip, so let me drop the mic.
All right, seven lessons. Can you guys hear me? Looks like it. Yeah, all right, good. All righty. First, let me open it up. Praise here from Sister Vera. And she says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus that this past month he blessed me with many opportunities to share the precious truth of Jesus with many Muslim souls, of which many were relatives. Please pray that Christ would water the seeds and that a hunger and thirst for Christ would swell into many hearts that would be moved to search him out. And I could share truth with, and that... a last hour movement could be started in this dark corner of the earth. She says, have a happy rest of the Sabbath and God bless. And that's from Sister Vera. I want to give some praises myself. And I would like to praise the Lord, obviously, for the work continuing to go forward and the fact that it, you know, will pick up more so, and it will continue to go out. And I also want to praise the Lord that one of my sisters, who I've talked with a little bit, is now actually at the point in her walk where she's growing and actually, you know, she actually is now studying the Bible daily. And as her and I were discussing, you know, it's something that can be, you know, a difficult habit for some individuals to pick up, especially if you're busy or you're just not used to it. And, of course, the flesh is going to war against you so that you don't start doing things like that and Satan's going to try to take up your time and whatever other nonsense can be thrown in your direction. But I want to praise the Lord that she's actually been doing that. And I also want to praise the Lord for a friend of mine I shared maybe a couple months ago. I accidentally joined someone live stream on Sabbath, but it turned out that accident was, like, designed, because she ended up asking me about dreams and, like, interpreting dreams based off the Bible, and she ended up downloading the Bible. I wanted to praise the Lord that this friend of mine, even though she was a Buddhist, she continues to grow, and she's been listening, not here, but she has been listening and joining in on church services and, yes, reading the Bible as well, but also because her character is now showing a marked difference than how she used to be before. She used to be a much wilder kind of woman. And she is calming down a lot. And so I want to praise the Lord that that's clearly His hand is moving upon her, and clearly He's guiding her, you know, baby steps. But, of course, the truth is continuing to go forward with other individuals. I can think of, even people that, like one of my close friends, who's continuing to grow and continuing to gain understanding. I'm not sure if I brought up the fact, at least one of the Sabbaths yet, that he's completely one of my friends, he's completely unwilling to take the vaccine, and he's ready to lose his job. He's ready to lose his house. Like, he does not care. He's ready to lose everything. Even he also has a son who's not, he's divorced. So he's even at the point where he doesn't want to, but if that's what the Lord requires, and if that's what's, you know, the way the future is going to head, he's completely willing to lose even, you know, his son. He will do whatever he has to, you know, to do that which he knows that the Lord is telling him to do. And so I want to praise the Lord that he is the way that he is. With that, I will say Sabbath blessings, everyone. I will put down the mic, and whoever picks it up next, probably Pastor Nicholas, will continue. God bless.
Amen, amen. praise the Lord. Let me check my email. I just got a PM saying that James sent me an email. Oh, there it is. Ann Arthur. Okay, let me get him up. And I don't know, when you register, can you PM? I forgot the, because I built the registry log and I built the permissions. And I built the church member/friend permission area too. Can you PM with just registering? I know you can PM. I'd have to look through the log file, and boy, I tell you, it's huge. You know, the permissions, and so I don't want to go through all that. If you can, let me know. Just throw it in the text chat saying, "Hey, I only registered. I didn't do," because I have to update you from registered to church member. Okay. All right. So again, Arthur. Okay, I got him up here. I'm going to share Arthur's first. It says, "I praise God for His protection." Let me make sure that they can hear me in the. Yep, the mic's on. Okay. "I praise God for His protection, also for His guidance and help in the purchases. Or the purchase process of a property bordering ours. When finalized, it will hopefully eliminate a lot of the border confrontations with our neighbors from hell next door. We are still in the beginning stages of the purchase process. They keep calling the sheriff and making up stuff to bring them out to harass us. Just yesterday, they said we were on their land, and of course we weren't, but the deputy acted like he believed them. It's been quite frustrating. Please pray that this gets solved." And yes, brother, well, I got you on a, if you've ever asked for a prayer request before, you are on my permanent prayer list. So, but yeah, for those of you that have prayer lists, just put them on. So let's see. I only registers and I can't. Okay, good. Thank. Now wait, Sean, I think I made you moderator though. You and Eli are moderators. And if I need another one, I let me know. So, but let me just check really quick here. Let's see, SHA. It should just bring up, oh no, I brought up three people. And it just says RRR. I got to go in now and see. They should at least let it be, it's just letting me know they registered. No, you're just registered. Well, here, I think there's a bug here. So give me a second. Okay, I just changed you to a member or friend. Close it. All right, now find you again. and see if it still says member or friend. Oh, it does. Okay. All right. So good. You were just registered. Well, I forgot. You are now moderator. So I forgot to, I think I added Eli and then I got busy doing something else. All right. So this next praise is, let's see. I think I was done with that one for Brother Arthur, right? Yep. It's from James, and I'm not going to say your last name over the air. Let me pop out. Here you go. There it is. Hey, Pastor, seven blessings to you. For some reason, my... Okay, this isn't a praise. Yeah, you can't use your old... I don't know if he's hearing me on WTPR. You can't use your old username and password from the old chat room unless you re-register for this chat room and make that your username and password. So just re-register, bro. It's not going to work unless you do. You know, because it's just like with the other time when we left the Flash chat room and they went to Rocket Chat, everybody's using their old passwords. No, passwords are encrypted. There's no way I can take an encrypted folder and put it into a brand new, completely different software product and expect it to have the same encryption. It could be 128 bits encryption or, you know, something smaller, 24-bit, you know, or 32-bit. So, but yeah, just re-register and you should be good to go. Let me check my email again here. Has anybody else got their hands up over there? I was going to share Brother Gilbert said in the room here. I just happened to look over and see it. He says, I praise our God that my mother-in-law who got multiple fractures in her pelvic area is peaceful, last I spoke to her. It sounds like she's healing and she's trying to walk, and I think she's approaching her 80s. Wow. Our God is good. Amen and amen and amen. And a lot of exclamation points. Amen, my brother. All right, let me check my email real quick. And, no, but somebody may have sent me a private message. I heard a ding. Oh, that's the other chat room. Okay, so James was over there. Okay, yeah, so just re-register. And then, you know, but it's got a couple of more questions it's going to ask you when you register. So you should be good to go. Boy, I'm going to miss Rocket Chat because it's got some good features. But what I don't like is some of our brothers and sisters can't get in it. And they got to sit on WTPR or go into the stream. So, but this week, yeah, we still had a... Everybody mostly went over to WTPR, it looks like, because there's just not, you know, what was that? Okay. All right. Next chat. Let's see, Michael, he's doing his doodles. Weren't you doing them last night, too? Oh, yeah, he does a whole thing. Praise the Lord, guys. I should play. I'm going to play that in the SDR Kids so that everybody on the stream can see it. Check it out. This is what Michael just made. And there's a bunch of them. If I scroll up, I might be able to see them. But it shows how you draw it and everything. It is so neat the way this thing works like that. And it's just fun to watch. Let's see. Okay, there it goes on the stream. It's done by now on the stream, but for me, it just started. All right, let me get back to the chat room here. Were there any? This is, don't try to figure out the devil out. Just tell him in the name of the Lord Jesus to go. Amen. Amen. Okay. Now, let me just see. Do we have any more praises? I don't see any hands up. So I guess not. I'll probably stick around for 10 or 15 minutes and gab a little bit after we close out. But I'm not going to do SOP reading. Someone else. I can't remember who's going to do it, if anybody is going to do it. I'll gay up for like 5-10 minutes, and then there'll be some music, I guess. I don't know. You guys figure all that out. What do you want to do after we're done with the church service? Because we got a 4 o'clock and a 5 o'clock coming up. We got, of course, Andre at 4 o'clock, and I think it's going to be Sean again at 5. And so stick around. But it looks like we're done. I'm going to check my email just one last time here. And my PMs, I guess a lot of people. The reason we don't have that many is because I think some people don't know how to PM. And if you look in the stream, I'll show you how to PM. Let's say I'm going to send a PM to Sister Marlene. Okay, I'm just going to click her name. And there is her name up there, right? So, hi there, sister. And if you use the regular old-fashioned, you know, smiley face, it'll just be that. But if you want to have a smiley face, you can click all this stuff here and, you know, get anyone you want. So now everybody knows how they can do it. Now to get back into the chat room, because now you're still, see, it says Marlene down here, means you're still talking to her. And so to get back into the chat room, you can click inside her, nothing happens. You click out her, outside of her, into the chat room, you're back in the main room. So I like that feature. It's a little less complicated than Rocket Chat, because people, I had a tendency to keep on sending PMs or DMs, as they call them, thinking I'm in the main room, or vice versa. I'm thinking I'm talking to the person, like the Turbo Chat. Forget that noise. That would be a nightmare for us if we use the text chat that's built into the Turbo server. Because, you know, you could sit there and put someone's name up as you're going to send them a private text. And by the time you get done typing, someone may have typed something already, which makes you public again. And so what you meant to have go privately, now everybody sees. And so that's why we do not use Turbo for the text chat at all. But those of us that use Turbo, yeah, we're used to it. So, oh, somebody's got their hand up in there. Brother Andre. I guess he's got a praise here, unless he's going to talk for 2 hours. So, yeah, let me drop the mic.
All right, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Sabbath blessings. Can you guys hear me? And I'm kind of switching back and forth between the two chat rooms here. I got both of them going. Okay, yeah. All right, good. So this is a quick praise. I think I've talked about this before, but it's more something that the Lord revealed to me. Is I got this just a little ticker that I use, a little digital ticker. I think I showed it in the Telegram before. It's like something you would see, New York, like Times Square, what a words kind of run across, like a sign. So in the past, I was using it to kind of display the website. I just put like a little simple message. I put John1429.org, just something simple. And I noticed, you know, people, I guess the way I positioned it wasn't like really advantageous, so to speak. So what the Lord moved me to do was increase the visibility and add more messages relating to current events. And it was just something sweet, something short, and kind of spot on. Like, matter of fact, I'll just read a few of them that I put on here. I put one called COVID is a hoax. I put it on the ticker, and I put another one called Mask are Useless. Now, what I would do is I would approach a red light, and I would have the thing off, and I'd come to a red light, and I'd turn it on. Well, just a few days ago, I went to a car wash. Went to a car wash because my car was looking pretty bad. So I went to the car wash. I stayed right off of dirt driveway, so it gets roughed up pretty bad throughout the week. And after a while, I'm like, man, I got to go in and do something about this. So I went through, and I just decided, like, hey, let me turn this thing on and see what happens. Now, a lot of the workers are kids, because where I live at is student-driven. It's right by a major university. So a lot of the workers there are kids. And when I say kids, I'm speaking like, you know, 18 to 20, 22-year-olds. And when I'm going through, they're looking. And they're like, what is that? Do you mind if I take, like, a video of this? About the whole mask thing, because none of us believe in this mask, none of us. And it was kind of a shock to me listening to the young people talk about this when I know It's pretty much being ingrained into them when they go to school. So the same thing had happened just a few days ago. Same thing had happened. I went to get an oil change, and I put the message on the ticker. I put up there, I said, COVID is a front for the New World Order. And everyone in there came up and was like, hey, we really, really like your sign. We really, really like this. Tell us more. So I'm like, if this is what it's going to take, then Lord, send them. Send them, send them, send them. And I'm just praising them for the idea because, again, the whole time I just had the website on there, didn't think nothing of it. But putting more of the messages that relate to what's going on now, especially with COVID being the very, very the hot topic of the day, then I'm noticing that I'm being approached more by people. And even with cops, I've seen it happen even at red lights with police. So you'd be amazed, brothers and sisters, that people are awake, that people are waking up to what is really going on. And to be able to have this quick way to get people's attention concerning this, I'm very, very, very thankful. So I just wanted to share that with your brothers and sisters. And it's also a way that you can probably evangelize without even saying a word. You have to say absolutely nothing. Just put it on the windshield, press a button, and there it is. It literally preaches itself. So I'm going to drop my mic, and if anybody else got anything to share, then go right on ahead. Sabbath blessings, everybody.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, I wish that would happen to me. You know, I started talking to that guy at the gas station, you know, like I shared last month, and yeah, it went over like a lead balloon. But I remember doing it on the street many, many years ago, sparking conversations and stuff. But it turns out I didn't hear some of the PMs that came to me. And I missed Brother Lewis has got a praise here, so I'm going to read it. He says, I have a praise. He says, on Tuesday I was gargling my mouth with hydrogen peroxide and water mixture in my mouth. But then I seemed to have swallowed a part of that mixture. So I prayed about it and drank a lot of water. And when I woke up the next day, everything was fine. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, brother. Well, there's food-grade peroxide, too, by the way, that you can actually drink. But you know, some people do. For, you know, I guess to oxygenate blood or something. I don't know. I use some here for the plants. Like if I'm going to plant seeds that I think may be a little bit weak, I'll spray some hydrogen peroxide on before I plant them. And it seems to work. Seems to help them germinate better. So, but still I got some, I don't know why, spinach and a few other plants. Just don't like being started in the house. And I'm not using dirt. That'll just attract bugs, and I'll have to deal with aphids and stuff on my garden, which is right behind me. It's a hydroponic thing. So, but boy, a lot of that stuff bolted. It doesn't look as pretty as it used to do or used to look because I've eaten all the stuff, and then sometimes you forget to eat one plant on a regular basis, and it'll bolt. I usually cut off, you know, the bolting, but before you know it, the stem gets about the size of two fingers, and then you know you're draining water for a plant that's going to be tasting crummy soon anyway. So, anyway, I think that's it. Let me check the PMs again to see if I okay, Lewis was the last one. Users have sent you a PM. Record ongoing PM. I don't know what that means. Does anybody know what that means? It says users who have sent you a PM. You can turn this thing on or off. It's on off now. It says record outgoing PM and record and reorder. Okay, I'm going to turn it on and see what happens. Well, Lewis just lit up. And there's a previously button in the PMs too. Let me hit the previously and see if there's anything in there that he forgot to say. Oh, wow, it's all the talk that we had back and forth. Okay. Well, I'll figure out what that reorder thing means later, because I just turned it on. I hope there's a way to shut off all those, like, make them disappear. It's starting to stack up again, like on the rocket chat. All right, so let me just scroll up and down. No hands are up. Let me check my email. There's got a bill. And I noticed that something Fran bought is shipped. All right, so that's it. I don't have anything else. And so, Brother Dwayne, if you got some music you want to share with our brothers and sisters, and man, praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord for everything working out. I apologized to everybody last night. I thought we would just be ready to go. The devil tried to make me feel guilty about us doing some of the configging, if you will, of the text chat when everybody came in last night, because it's impossible to get anybody to come out during the week all at the same time. It's just not easy. And but it's for the church. It's for the church family. And so I don't see any sin here. But if there is, I would ask the Lord to reveal. And that's what I asked last night, and nothing came other than the enemy of souls, you know, with that dark cloud crud that's always around. Boy, it's just unrelenting. I can't wait until I start to ascend, be it out of a grave or as the Gideon band, with the Gideon band. I can't wait. I'm sick and tired of this low life, literal low life, because when we ascend, he's going to stay below. He's the ultimate low life. He'll stay under the soles of our feet whenever we visit the city, or not the city, because he's not going to, all the ashes are going to be outside the city. Okay, that had to have been a, okay. Okay, that definitely was 8 p.m., so let me see. Okay, so it shows a white bell in the room when you get a p.m., and then it says system, and the system says you have a private message from, in this case, Lewis. So let me just see if it made any changes. No, I don't see anything different, other than the fact that he's on top. If Letitia is still here, or Dwayne, because I don't know if she's still here, I don't want to bug her, but Dwayne, send me a text through the new chat room and see if it jumps you to the top, because I wonder if that's what the on means. The most recent text will be on top or something, like reorder. I'm wondering if that's what it means. So, anyway, he's going to be sharing a song here in a minute, and thanks again, Brother Joe, for recording the church service. And then after the song, we'll finish out in prayer, and I'll get on again for 5-10 minutes. And then I don't know what you guys got planned after this. Okay, thanks, Dwayne. Let me check. Yep, put you on top. All right, that's what I want. Okay, good. Well, maybe I should answer it. Oh, no, I don't have to. Okay, good. All right. So anyway, Brother Dwayne is going to be sharing some music. So let me drop the mic.
I love the thrill that feels when I get together with such wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. What a sight just to see all their happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. Now it can be just anywhere, two or three are gathered there, that the Spirit of the Lord will be there too. There's no fellowship so sweet, there's no thrill that can come in. Be the thrill I feel whenever God's children meet. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. And wonderful people of the field that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Are at night just to see all the happy faces, bringing nodding and loving faces. What a field that I feel when I get together with I love the feel that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the feel that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Are at night just to see all the happy faces, crazy nodding, heavenly faces. What a feel that I feel when I get
together with God. Amen. Thought there was going to be another song. Okay, if everybody could please kneel, please do so. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us once again with your presence, and thank you for all the praises, because if it wasn't for you, these praises wouldn't be happening. Thank you for giving us what we need throughout this coming week to further promote the truth and to glorify you. And thank you for teaching us how your love goes without condition. Still even without condition, because you even love those that haven't accepted your son yet in the hopes that they will. And so thank you, Father, for being such a loving father to your children. And thank you for blessing, again, everybody on our prayer list. And everybody that was in attendance today, and thank you for letting everything work out pretty good, and let it continue to be as such, all the way up until the time that we're pulled offline. We thank you, Father, and thank you for blessing this Sabbath day. And it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.